All right, so Lang.net and of course DSL DevCon are close together. You have done something really interesting. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you're up to?
I'm Joe Mustachkin, and so what I've done is re-implement Tickle for the CLR using C#.
Interesting.
And the reason I did that was because there was a desire by various people to be able to automate managed applications, you know, in a simplified way with minimal syntax. And if you look at Tickle, it almost looks like a DSL because it has almost no syntax, and it was designed primarily with extensibility of applications in mind.
Interesting. So, I mean, let's step back. I mean, keep in mind the audience, not a lot of people in the audience will know necessarily what Tickle is.
Okay.
So let's step back and talk about what problems does Tickle solve? What kind of domain are we talking about?
Well, the original problem domain for Tickle was that you have some big, potentially monolithic application written in C.
Okay.
And you want to be able to easily automate that from a script.
Okay.
Now, some general-purpose script languages were not really suitable for that, and at the time, the inventor of Tickle, John Osterhout, basically determined that the most homegrown DSLs were of poor quality and didn't really offer the full functionality required to make that a useful exercise. And so he developed Tickle with the idea that it could be reused from application. He just take it from application to application and be able to embed it easily and add, and basically the application would provide primitive operations that could be, you know, composited to form a script.
Interesting.
And drive the whole application. And so as an example, a company like Mentor Graphics, who does EDA software for chip design, will use it to help lay out their actual chip layouts.
Hmm.
And also they use TK, which is the GUI package for Tickle, to actually create custom GUIs on top of that whole process. And so it's very dynamic.
Interesting.
And loosely coupled.
Great. And so you tried to do essentially the same thing with Eagle, but different, and in C#. Can you dig a little bit into what's going on here?
Well, I mean, the story, I mean, so you could obviously, you could use Tickle from C# through Bienvoke.
Oh.
But I mean, but there's drawbacks to that, right? Not the least of which is performance of marshaling back and forth through Pinvoke. So having a full managed solution has advantages. And initially the design goal was that everything be written and managed.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it'd be easy to use, but also that it'd be 100% syntactically compatible with Tickle, with actual Tickle. So we stole a lot of the algorithms from Tickle, like the parsing algorithm and stuff. And we didn't have time in the schedule to do like a compiler, so right now everything's interpreted.
Okay.
And I've gotten lots of questions about that during the conference. Why aren't you on the DLR?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that wasn't in the original schedule of 2 months for the project timeline to you know. And the DLR at that, and this was 2 years ago.
Sure. So it was an idea 2 years ago.
So the
ago,
DLR right? wasn't as far along as it is now, even.
Certainly. Interesting.
So it's one of the things I want to look at in the future is, you know, the DLR guys are like, well, come to us. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll look at that and see, you know, what the feasibility of that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to get more performance if I can. I mean, performance wasn't the primary consideration originally.
Yeah.
But now that we're deciding to release this as an open source solution instead of just using it in-house, performance is more important.
Sure. Well, and I mean, since it's open source, you know, performance can be improved by somebody else.
Yeah, so far, volunteers have come forward.
They haven't? I mean, that's a super hard problem. Rico Mariani, where are you, man? But, so again, take me through this. So I can use Eagle to automate a managed application,
right?
I mean, because I wouldn't want to use Eagle to have to then go through Pinvoke in the other direction, right? So I would use Tickle to deal with Office.
Native, yeah.
Or to deal with some other application that
I want
to automate.
Office exposes interop assemblies, right? So, and actually one of the unit tests in Eagle is basically just go ahead and automate Excel and massage it.
Now how did that work? What was that experience like?
Well, there Reflection has some issues when it comes to using COM, which I actually put in some special workarounds to make COM stuff more seamless into Eagle.
Mm.
But it's not, I wouldn't consider it ideal.
Okay. Interesting. So, you know, in Dev 10, they're talking about a CLR that doesn't require PIAs anymore.
That would be nice.
That's, I mean, that we should ship that.
And the other thing in CLR4 that I heard that really excites me a great deal is enum.tryparse. Because I had some evil experiences trying to make that... Because enum.parse is great as long as it doesn't throw an exception. You know, exceptions is like your time sync.
Yeah.
So,
understood.
So that's going to be a welcome addition, enum.tryparse. I'm eagerly awaiting that.
So what were some of the big challenges with pulling off Eagle?
Being able to code nonstop for 2 months initially.
And why did you choose, for example, C sharp and not like a different language, like F sharp? That would have been challenging.
I didn't realize F sharp was that far along at the point when we started it. And besides, my familiarity is with C
Imperative.
And C++
Got
and
it.
C sharp and Tickle. And I also come from sort of a VB background.
Ah, interesting.
I used to be one of the people that was trumpeting the merits of VB6.
Still a very widely used programming language.
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, I was having several conversations about that with Paul Vick and a couple of the other guys earlier today.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the cool things about VB, of course, was COM automation, right?
Yeah.
It made it really easy.
VB was a glue language also, but it was a glue of a different kind. It was a glue for... It was a COM glue, basically, right? Mm. It was like, hey, I have all these nice objects which were provided to me by random people. I just want to hook them together and bake some logic around it and call it, you know, an application.
Yes.
And then the forms designer was nice, too, you know. And if you look at if you look at Tickle, at TK, and the VB6 experience, they're remarkably similar.
Interesting.
It's just they operate on different sets of primitives, but the experiences are similar.
Okay. So were all the primitives that you wanted to take from Tickle to the managed world, what was that like?
At first I was curious if I'd be able to implement all the stuff Tickle does in on the CLR. And as I started doing it, I realized it was actually fairly easy.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at the source code for Tickle, there's probably a million lines or something.
Wow.
You know, Eagle, there was actually a lot of code in Eagle, but that's only because I added a bunch of extra stuff that Tickle doesn't do.
Hmm.
And then even now it's only like 100,000 lines.
Wow.
So,
excellent.
You know, and it just becomes things become much cleaner in C sharp. If you look at the C code for the parser in Tickle, they do a lot of fancy stuff with point arithmetic and all this other stuff. When I translated it to managed, the algorithms are the same, but it's much more clear and much simpler.
Okay. So
it's a more literate programming style in managed because there's less code to have.
Okay. So now where do Channel Niners, we call them, where do they get a hold of this stuff?
Well, there's the website, which is eagle.to.
Okay.
And then there's also, it's on Codeplex. It's eagle.codeplex.com.
Excellent. So they can take it and start playing around with
it, BSD licensed. It's under the same license as Tickle, so steal it, do what you want, have a good time.
Essentially, you know, in future iterations of... Visual Studio will be written in managed code, right? So there could be an interesting way to automate Visual Studio.
I'd be excited by that because I use VS every day.
Yeah,
and I mean one of the other things that excites me is the possibility of writing the VS integration pieces for Eagle to make it a language service and to do all that stuff, which wasn't scheduled, and so it hasn't been done, but I'd like to be able to do that.
So, I mean, you mentioned schedule. How is this going to evolve in your mind?
Well, it looks like we're going to target October for the RTM 1.0 release of Eagle, which will basically mark the 2-year anniversary of its creation.
Wow. So, excellent. Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
A lot of code, a lot of late nights.
Yes.
All right.
And it's been basically just me all this time doing
really?
This project. So
wow.
I welcome input and help from anyone who would like to do that.
Okay.
You know, and feel free to criticize the code, criticize me, you know. you can't offend me, so just, you know, speak your mind.
Oh, come on. I mean, are you taking advantage of specific things in specific versions of the CLR? I mean, are you relying on generics, methods?
Generics are very important, right, to a lot of the stuff I was doing. I talked to Anders about that. I'm like, yeah, that's my favorite feature of C#, is because all these custom containers that I developed – string lists and stuff that parallel concepts of that are in Tickle, generics just made them so simple to implement, so and made them very clean looking.
Excellent.
And then so right now we run on the base 2.0 framework or better, and
okay.
We recommend you have the latest service pack. But
Sure, of course.
And also, it also does run on mono, which I don't know if that's a bad word here, but
if not, mono is definitely not a bad word. In fact, we love Miguel and those,
I like those guys
his
too.
Clan of very smart developers.
Yeah, I've been helping them out. I filed some bugs against them.
So, cool.
To help them improve their quality.
Yeah, I mean it's a very interesting project.
Yeah.
And so you helped them get Eagle running on mono.
Yes.
Which shouldn't have been too hard.
They had some. A lot of the problems were in their reflection subsystem, which you know, had some gaps in functionality and some issues with, you know, what they were doing that was slightly different than what .NET does.
Mm.
And so in that space now it's a little bit better. 2.4, which they released recently, pretty much fixes everything that was major. There are still a couple minor issues outstanding, but
okay. Very cool. So how have you enjoyed lang.net?
Great.
This is your first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's been great, educational.
Well, I think some of the best things that happen here happen, like, you know, not in the hall, in the big hall, in the little halls, and the conversations you strike up with peers.
Yes, I've had a lot of good conversations here, and, you know, a lot of smart people that are smarter than me who have, you know, tried to guide me in the right direction. They're like giving me suggestions, and I'm like, oh, that's good.
Excellent, man.
So
cool. Well, hey, thanks for coming on Channel 9. And Niners, get over to Eagle.2.
Yeah.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, it's Republic of Tonga.
Ah.
But people just use those domains for shortness. It's just, you know, nice and catchy.
Excellent. Cool, man. Thank you.